I hate when my husband works late, being at home, alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid, then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels. Until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right into our budget, and I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint. And it's made all the difference.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,500 worth of Vivint security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,500. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. My intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I am a natural-born intuitive and psychic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents to help clients become more aware of their own intuition and to tap into energies to create their dream life. I also see the energies in possibilities, timelines, and threads, which helps clients see where they could go, what all the possibilities are, and that's very exciting. I do believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are the key to any situation. I offer clarity and understanding from a soul-level perspective. Sometimes, a little guidance is all we require to step into our power and move forward in our life. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page you can join, Psychic Cowgirl, and please feel free to share any comments or questions through the page, or you can email me from my website or simply at shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and let's begin today's show. Hey everybody, welcome. I'm just dancing to the intro music. That's why I picked it. And guess what? Today's awesome because I have, are you ready? Wait for it. I would do a dumb roll. Yeah, it is that kind of a day. I meant drum roll, but yeah, I don't know how. You guys ready? Virginia's here with me. Hey, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
You're laughing at my dumb roll, aren't you?
Yes. I'll take a dumb roll.
That's going to be code for something now. I'm not sure what yet. I'll think of it. So thanks for being on with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Virginia saved me. I had something else planned for today's show, and it fell through last minute. As I was walking out the door to go officiate a wedding, and I went to do my wedding, and I came home, and I was scrambling, and I thought, oh, I wonder if Virginia's available. So I sent her a message,
And I may or may not have included, "You're so pretty."
She did a great job at buttering me up.
Yeah, totally did.
And it worked.
It did, because here you are. Okay. I just had a weird echo on my phone for a second. So let's just talk a little bit about September energies and scheduling. I don't know what's going on for sure, but holy crazy. Everything I've scheduled or tried to schedule falls apart.
Yeah.
I've never rescheduled so much.
I've had a lot of rescheduling of clients and appointments for myself, and it feels like a game of Tetris. Like I have to keep rearranging the pieces so that they fall together. Yeah.
That's a great analogy. Absolutely. And even like, so we just got natural gas put in. We converted from propane to natural gas. And even trying to schedule and get that worked, it took an extra month than it was supposed to. And wow. Wow.
Mm.
Crazy. And just, I mean, I know it's not just us because, like, some services that I use or, you know, things that should have been done in a timely manner just fell to the wayside. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't get mad about it because, okay, stuff happens, right? And the people get defensive, and I'm like, you know what, it's okay. How can we fix this now? Like, let's just move forward from this point because what's done is done,
right?
Right.
Because
I think part of this is for us all to realize that, you know, anger, blame, being defensive is an ego-based reaction and a natural thing. But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, you know what? Let's have a conversation and see how we can fix it now. We can't change what's happened because it's already
right.
done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of deep breaths, right, Virginia?
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, it's, I've been seeing, you know, like I said, similar things. And it also, I also think that not only, oh my gosh, I'm sorry if you can hear that. My cat has just decided to start a fight behind me. not only does it help us see that all of those heavier emotions are normal and ego-based, but also I think it's also kind of giving us a little zing of a reminder that we are not in control, even though we think we are.
Oh, excellent point, because that is so true. We're not in control. And
no.
It's teaching us to roll with the punches, so to speak. Because sometimes when people, and I don't want to call let us down, but it kind of is, because when we have an expectation about something, and it doesn't work the way we feel it should or is supposed to, it kind of almost feels like an attack energetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that that's not, it's just because we can feel these things so intensely, which leads us to our topic.
Yes.
Being empathic. And we are going to focus a little, or a lot, on how to use your empath energies to get intuitive answers. Because
mm-hmm.
that's really what it's about. Oh, and now I have a cat bugging me, so if you hear doors opening, it's because I have to go let her out.
They all of a sudden became Kitty.
Yeah. Kitty City. My big orange cat is popular with the school bus kids. They all like to wave at Alex
Aww.
In the morning. So funny. Yeah, she's going to want out. Okay, so Virginia, how about you start? Explain what an empath is, because I'm just going to mute my phone for a second while I let the cat out.
Okay, well, to me, being an empath is just being extremely sensitive to our surroundings or to my surroundings or to your surroundings. It's feeling things going on in the energy around us, and that could be physically, emotionally. It could be on a global scale. I was just talking about this. I just had a class last night on living life as an empath, so this was a perfect topic to do today. Yeah. And, I mean, there's people, I'm in the Midwest of the United States, and there's people here and even on the East Coast that are feeling the effects of the hurricane that is happening and hitting the West Coast right now.
Oh, okay.
And there's some of us that feel things on that global scale and feel the weather,
yes,
and will start having some, you know, anxiety or migraines. It can manifest in our bodies in so many different ways. And that's why a lot of times it's hard to recognize that it's, first of all, that it's the empath energy is taking place, and second of all, that it's not our emotions and not our ailments or energies going on.
Right. That happens so often. You feel a little off kilter, and you feel like,
mm-hmm,
something's going on, but you don't know what, and you might phone a few friends, you might check in on your family, because it's like a niggling sensation of something, and you just aren't sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's good to talk to people who are empaths, and if I have a couple of friends, Virginia being one of them, that I can message and say, hey, are you feeling like this? And usually the answer is, why, yes, I am. And then we can usually figure out that it's a global thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a blessing and a not-so-blessing being empathic.
Right.
Because you feel everything. But then again, you feel everything. So you get to have an inner knowing without knowing why you know. That's the part you really want to tap into, because it gives you so much information.
Mm-hmm. But then not knowing where it belongs can become so frustrating, because it's like, why am I feeling this? Why is this happening? What is going on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for empaths, and how do you know if you're an empath? Well, the best way to tell is when you live with people, your spouse, your partner, your family, and they come home, they walk in the door, and you immediately know what kind of day they had.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're an empath.
Okay. Yes.
Your turn, Virginia. What's one of yours?
What
do you know about?
Okay, I have one in here that really, really makes me crazy, and this is one of my biggest triggers. Noise, smells, and excessive talking, like, really make you anxious or get you irritated very easily.
Yes, and you can actually feel physically sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Going into a crowd, and you just feel like, overwhelmed. There's too much stimuli. There's too much going on. You don't know where to focus. You sort of feel, I don't know, bombarded. Chances are you're an empath.
I know as a kid, I was sick a lot. And as an adult, when I realized, I'm empathic, because I had no clue what that meant. As a child. And so, like I said, as an adult, I realized this is what's going on. And I was able to see, I really wasn't that sick as a kid. It was me taking on the energy of my environment or the emotions of the people around me and not realizing that's what was happening. Because I would get, wouldn't be like sick. I had a lot of headaches and a lot of stomach aches. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like as empaths, those are the places we get hit the hardest, our stomach and our head, like our intuition and our solar plexus.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly where we get hit with this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to have quiet time, I mean, that can also be an introvert. It can be, you know, fit that criteria too. But if you really need that quiet time where there's silence, and you can just, you know, either read a book or watch a movie, but you need to be alone for a certain amount of time to recharge, chances are you're an empath. It's critical for your well-being and self-care.
Mm-hmm. Like, vital.
vital. Like, it's really, really, really important. Like, sometimes I even just have to go into my room and shut the door and block out my family and just read or something, just to have that quiet time where no one's, I'm not feeling people's energy.
Yes. And I'll even do that with my cats. I will go into the bathroom and shut the door so they can't get in because I just need to not be bothered by any energy, including the cats.
Including the cats.
And I'm not a crazy cat lady. I am married.
Hey, I walk that fine line. I'm married too, but I, yeah. I could easily become the crazy cat lady.
I could too.
And I also happen to found over the last 3 years, Virginia, more and more people are becoming sensitive. Oh, isn't that the biggest one? How often have you heard,
yes.
Oh, you're just too sensitive?
Yes, a lot.
And
you're right. I am.
You want to slap them. Like, really, people? Why, yes, yes, I am, and I know what you're really thinking.
Right. Shall we talk about that?
Oh, let's talk about that.
My sensitivity. That's another, excuse me, one second. I'm going to mute because I have to cough.
Okay, so I'll go there. Being an empath, you know when someone's not being honest. If a friend or a coworker or a loved one is telling you lies, you know it. Although,
mm-hmm.
lots of times we try not to focus on that because it's painful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to remember that they're probably, chances are, I mean, there's always exceptions, they're not lying to us because they deliberately want to deceive. It's because of their own self-value, their own self-esteem, their own wounds. They're lying
mm-hmm.
as a form of protection. Because they don't want you to see the real them because they don't like the real them. They're ashamed of the real them. And it's sad because that's a horrible way to live, but it's common, very common.
Mm-hmm.
People put on masks. And as an empath, you know that. And so you just might feel like something's off. And instead of, you know, oh, you're lying, because that will get you nowhere, send them love.
Right.
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 Do the whole Ho'oponopono prayer. Like, just do something to send them love because doing a confrontation is simply not worth your energy.
No, it's not. And that's a huge thing that, especially in the beginning when you're not fully aware that you're empathic, empaths are very drawn to truth and justice. And it's something we tend to strive for. And so when we encounter somebody who's being dishonest, we immediately want to call them out and prove them wrong and all of these things. But you have to come to realize that, like Shannon said, it's not worth your energy to say something every single time you encounter somebody being dishonest because it's going to happen more often than not.
Yeah, unfortunately, right?
Yes.
And not to say that if it gets to be something that you really want to take a stand on, you can absolutely do it.
Yes.
But it happens so often. And it feels like a violation to us because energetically that's what it feels like because we just understand the energies of truth and honesty and how good that feels. So we kind of feel a little bit violated and it's disturbing. But
mm-hmm.
just, you know, look at it differently that where they are coming from is pretty much a wounded place. And then you get to decide, well, do you want them in your energy? Do you want to try to help them? Because empaths are famous for trying to help everybody and fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it all. And we actually are not the best at confrontation because when we confront somebody about what they're doing, at the same time, we feel what they're feeling. So you get a double whammy.
Yes. So you try to walk into it being centered and grounded, but then their emotions flare up and you start feeling that. And so then your emotions get involved and it's very hard to remain in that neutral centered place.
Yes. Definitely. So you have to pick your battles, right? And be prepared.
Yes.
That if you'd like to have a conversation with someone, try to do it as calmly as you can, because when they flip up, freak out, get defensive, you feel that. But if you're in your calm, centered energy, you can say, okay, I understand you feel that way. This is how I see it. And if it gets you nowhere, you know, walk away, right? We have choices.
Right.
Lots of times I have people trying to pull shady, shifty stuff on me. And because I'm a psychic and I'm freaking good at it, they will use that as an excuse to be an asshole. Well, I want to see how psychic you are. That's why I lied to you. No, it's not. You're simply an asshole. Really? Don't go there. Like, come on. Oh, I was just testing you. Really? Good luck with that.
And that's a whole other show right there, just testing. What is the reason for it? You know, what do you need me to prove to you? And if you're pushing because you need something proven, then maybe you need more than some kind of psychic reading or
intuitive session. Yeah, here's the name of a good psychologist.
Right. You're using the wrong PS word.
Totally true, right?
Yes.
But as an empath, we feel that. We know that, right? So what are some of your ways of keeping yourself grounded and dealing with all the empath energies, Virginia?
Well, I have a daily routine. Absolutely daily. It has to happen every single day of grounding myself through visualization, grounding, shielding and protecting my energy. I use crystals to help keep me grounded and shielded when I leave the house. And I also do nightly clearing techniques. So that is first and foremost my MO.
Okay. So tell me what are some of the crystals that are your favorites?
Well, for grounding, I always use red jasper and black tourmaline and black obsidian.
Nice.
I never leave
black
home without
tourmaline,
them.
I'm on it. I love that one. Love, love, love.
Well, the great thing about the black tourmaline is if there's negative energy sent your way, it takes it and transmutes it into something positive so that you're not so affected. That's why that one is so amazingly effective for empaths.
And so, like, you can buy this in jewelry, you can buy it in crystals to put in your bra, in your pocket, however you need to have it. Grab those crystals. Being an empath, crystals are our bestest friends at times.
Yes.
Bestest.
Yes, they
are. I'm reverting back to being four.
That's okay. We don't mind.
Because, you know, stepping out of your house and going to do shopping, like groceries, banking, you know, our world's a busy world. And if you don't have yourself in a good space because you're worried about things or, you know, you can get a little sideswiped at times. So grab those crystals.
Yeah.
They're the easiest thing to grab. Right?
It's very easy to get sideswiped and, you know, kind of thrown off track if you're not constantly, like, on your game, so to speak, if you're not constantly making sure that you're grounded and centered.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, you just ground, and if you're, like, sometimes we get in a rush and we forget to do these things. But just visualize or imagine deep roots growing out the bottom of your feet into Mother Earth, the end.
That's probably the easiest and quickest way.
Yeah. And you can even do it while you're driving if you think of it. Just, you know, maybe you could even give that a word. Like say, okay, I need to ground myself. Done.
Right.
It's really that easy. It's just remembering to do it. Because we're distracted. We are a distracted society.
Very. And then to calm and center your energy, it really is as simple as taking 2 to 3 deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Closing your eyes helps just because it, you know, you're you're shutting out all of the outside influences in those couple of seconds. But,
yep.
You're going to breathe anyway, so why not, close your eyes, take 2 to 3 deep cleansing breaths to fully calm and center your energy.
Yeah. Because you're doing it anyway, right? May as well breathe with
right.
purpose.
Right.
That was too funny.
I like to
and
make
if you
things
find,
practical.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we get along so well. And if you find you're just frazzly, nature, touch a plant,
yeah.
pet a cat, do something. I go hang out in my pasture with the cows. Do something that involves nature. Hug a tree, because it will immediately transmute that energy for you.
And if you can't get into nature, you can even have a picture of nature, like a picture
nice.
Of a forest or a waterfall, something like that will even help. So let's say you work in an office, like in the city, and so you're not surrounded by much nature, and you're easily frazzled or, frenzied because of work or coworkers or whatever, have a picture, frame it, set it on your desk, something, somewhere in your cubicle of something naturistic, and just having it there to look at will calm your energy.
Because looking at it will just take you to your happy place.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to spend more time in our happy place.
Yes, we do.
It's so easy to become distracted. It's so easy to just forget to take care of ourselves. Ooh, as an empath, you have to drink a lot of water.
Yes.
It's completely necessary. Water is also a good conductor, as we all know, so it helps let the energies flow through that are not yours.
Mm-hmm. As
you
I
just
take
took a drink
big
water,
drink of water.
Yeah. And I didn't even use my hypnosis voice.
See how effective she is?
I'm so glad you came on today. This is so fun. Okay, let's talk about being an empath and TV. You have to
Did
really
you say in TV?
What?
Yes, this is true. Sorry, I was coughing as you were speaking. I completely agree. I used to love watching, the Ghost Hunter shows. I remember this was Paranormal State was one of my favorite shows until it got a little weird. I used to love all of those kind of shows, and I can't watch them now. It's just it's too much. It's too overdramatic. It's too, sometimes the energies go in the wrong direction, and I just have a heart. I'm too sensitive. I can't watch them anymore.
Isn't that funny how that changes? Some reality shows will irritate the heck out of me because it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel the energy of that where it's too scripted. And
yes.
I roll my eyes and I'll like, oh, really? It's not the same as watching the news or being scared or stuff like that. I can absolutely not do that. But even some reality shows, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, why are you selling this as a reality show? This is a scripted actor.
Completely.
And I get mad, and it's like, really, Shannon, is that important? Is this the worst that can happen to you today? Like, really? But I just, being an empath, we get caught up in stuff.
And it's that whole striving for truth and justice, and we know that it's being billed as a reality show, and it's completely scripted, and that's why it becomes so irritating, because there's a complete untruth happening in
facade.
Front of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and I get all, yeah, and it's like, really? And then I say, yeah, you're kind of a nerd, okay? And then I turn the TV off, go pet a cat. No, I just find it fascinating because for the longest time, I couldn't understand, why do they bother me? Why do I even care? Again, it's that, if you're representing yourself as reality, there should be some reality happening.
Exactly. I remember watching a reality show. and I don't think it's on anymore. But I had to point out to my husband, it was one person had come up to the other person's house with, like, a drink carrier and two, quote, coffees. You know, and it was like a to-go coffee thing that you would get at Starbucks or something. And okay. So the friend walks into the house and hands the homeowner the coffee. And they're walking and they're talking and I'm looking and I had to rewind it and show my husband. I could tell just by the way they were holding the cups were completely empty. You wouldn't hold a full hot coffee in the way they were holding it. And I know that's the most, like, minute detail, but it's those things that we pick up on. It's like, who's buying this? You know, like, it's very,
well,
it's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
because,
you know,
it's not true.
Exactly. And so you have to be aware of that, because we can get really passionate about truth and authenticity a bit to our detriment, right?
Yes.
Because really, like I said with the reality show that I was watching that time, it's like, really, is that important? No.
No, it's
but,
not.
But, you know, it gets us riled up. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to be aware of so that you can go, yeah, I'm a dork. You know, just laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Because really, it doesn't matter in the big scheme of things, but it's a good way to learn about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that what I'm feeling now, oh, so when that person was telling me that, like, in person, oh, I felt that same way. Oh, I get it. They were lying. Okay. Like, right?
Right. Right.
Use it as a learning tool.
Trying to see what else is jumping out at me. Well, we're talking about TV news is hard to watch, especially when it's mostly negative, because that can feel so bombarding. I really don't even watch the news much anymore, if at all. Oh,
yeah,
as empaths, we can be prone to addictions because we feel so much. A lot of times addictions like alcohol, sex, gambling, things like that.
Food.
It numbs. Food, yes. It blocks out. It helps numb us, but it also helps numb the emotions that we're picking up from everybody else around us.
Absolutely. As an empath, really be aware of your food.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we can say, oh, okay, alcohol, okay, I've reached a point, maybe I need to cut. Like, it's a little more obvious. Watch food. Because being an empath, sometimes we're reaching for the sweet snack to feel hugged because we're feeling overwhelmed with other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We can reach for the salty snack to release because we're feeling overwhelmed with other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not aware, it can get, you know, bigger. I know that's when I put on weight as an energetic protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go, oh, yeah, okay. I need to go walk in my pasture more or, you know, do yoga. Do something to release the energies except for reach for that bag of chips.
Right.
Because if you're listening to this show, you know chips are my weakness.
And chocolate is mine.
Yep. We're sweet and salty.
But it becomes so easy for us to be emotional eaters and not even realize.
Without even realizing, yep. Mm-hmm. So when you reach for that snack, take a moment and think, why do I really want this? It's never hunger. We all know that.
Right.
It's the emotion that having that snack brings out.
Right.
I'll do it. I'll be like reaching for the chips and I'll be like, okay, why? And then I'll do it anyway. If I know why and I decide to do it anyway, that's a conscious choice, right? If
right.
I don't know why and I'm doing it, it's subconscious and it can get out of hand. But if I'm willing
right.
to acknowledge, yeah, you know, that was kind of a crazy day. I dealt with a lot of people. There was some weirdness. I'm going to enjoy this bowl of chips. And I like, seriously, I don't ever have like the open bag of chips beside me because it's not pretty. I have to get a bowl and put some in and moderate myself because I'm an emotional eater. I have a horse who's the same. we have to, you know, curb our cravings. So, yeah.
Yes.
Just little tricks, because the key is awareness, right?
Always.
Mm-hmm. Figuring out who you are. So, some of the good things about being an empath, vivid imaginations.
Yes. Creativity.
Yes. The storytellers, the story writers, you can bet they're empaths.
Yes.
They can
because
you
have
into...
mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you talk.
I was going to say, because you can tap into something bigger than yourself and get
right.
creativity. Pretty awesome.
And I was going to say, as writers, you know, you're taking on the emotions and the beings of these characters you're creating. So you have to be empathic to be able to do that.
Exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get pulled in, and that's how you can take your characters. Because how many writers, when they talk about their writing process, they'll say that the book took on a life or energy of its own, and they were
mm-hmm.
just the channeler, the translator, if you will. Because
mm-hmm.
everything has energy. And being an empath, you totally get to tune into that. Again, awareness is key. What else about
empaths are really good daydreamers.
Yes.
Mhm.
Because we can totally escape life. Being empathic,
mm-hmm.
you have to watch out for that floaty head feeling where you're not in your body, right?
Yes. That's why being grounded is so important, because you have to pull the energy down into your body so that you stay there.
Yes. So if you fine-tuned it, astrally projecting and astral travel is something an empath could do easily.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you most empaths have dreams of flying. Do you, Virginia?
Occasionally, not too often. But I think part of that is because I don't fly.
Right.
So, yeah, I think I just block that out altogether.
Right. Virginia drives mm-hmm. places. She's not a fan of the airplanes.
No.
Being an empath, if you find your house is starting to get cluttered, you are energetically protecting yourself.
Yes. Oh, that's such a big thing. And then you have to take the time to really unclutter everything. Well, first of all, you need to understand what you're protecting from, and then
yep.
take the time to declutter so that you can feel open and free and not constricted.
Yep. Because clutter, it does, it blocks you. But at the same time, we make the clutter because we want to be blocked, right? We want to have the
right.
breathing room. So, again, awareness. As you know, everything is about knowing why you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Gaining that deeper understanding of yourself. Yeah, as I look around my office, I'm like, yeah, energetic clutter going on in here. Yeah, uh-huh. I have some unusual things going on in my world, and I know why my office is cluttered. So I'm
mm-hmm.
sorting through those energy lines and fixing it, though. There may or may not be an announcement in the next few weeks. It's exciting! I know. I am totally taunting you all, teasing you all. So let's think about what else. Oh, the big one about being an empath. People will dump their problems on you all the time.
Yes.
constantly, because you're a great listener, because you can look at people, you look them in the eye, you see them. Most empaths, I would say, see people like on a soul level, because we look for truth and authenticity, and people will tell you their secrets. This happens to me all the time. Sometimes in places where I'm thinking, oh, please don't. Like, someone could overhear you. Seriously, I was in the library at the school yesterday, and a lady spilled some secrets. It's happy secrets, but it's like, oh, and I've never met her before. Like, being an empath. Okay, and with that talent, though, does come big responsibility. You are not allowed to share those secrets without permission. Because if you do, karma is going to hit you hard.
Yes.
Because it's a gift. Someone being comfortable enough with you to share their secrets is a gift that comes with responsibility. And it's true. If you're someone that people will tell all, you know, spill their stuff to, you have to have a way to release it without, you know, letting it become gossip.
Right. Because gossip is a heavier, more negative energy, and that is not something you want to invite into your world.
No. And, you know, gossip, that's how our world works. So just look at your intention. Mm-hmm. Are you gossiping because you want to make yourself feel better than somebody else?
Right.
Are you gossiping, and you don't even have to call it gossip in this case, though, because you're trying to really understand a situation. Because, like, you really don't get what people are, like, what? What's that about? Right? Those are two totally different intentions. But they can get muddied. Again, self-awareness.
I was just going to say that.
Because it's true, right? That self-awareness is so important. If you know why you're doing things, then you can make choices from a conscious, aware state, right?
Right. And that's probably one of the hardest things to do, is become self-aware.
It is.
Because we're so used to living in this distracted society that to actually stop and take the time to be aware of yourself is like a foreign thing.
It is. And because lots of times we're worried that if people see the true us, they won't like us.
Right.
Isn't that the biggest reason? But we're wrong.
Because people, the right people end up liking you more when you become your authentic self.
Yeah. And you are in such an energy of being solid and grounded that the people that don't like you, you really don't care.
Right.
And it also will help you to sort out the people that don't have the same intention as you.
Yes.
That could be a whole other show, too. Yeah.
And it becomes hard. Yeah. And it becomes hard and a little hurtful when you start standing in your own authenticity, because there are going to be people around you and even family and close friends, you know, loved ones that don't do well with you being who you feel you're meant to be, because they, and it's never about you, it's always about them and dealing with their insecurities, but they project it onto you, and it can become a really, really funky, muddied situation to work through. But it's not uncommon, and it happens a lot when you are fully becoming yourself and understanding yourself and being authentic, taking your own mask off and being self-aware.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. The gifts that come with it are bigger and better than you can imagine. even though we're good imaginers. It is. It's worth it. But it feels sticky and uncomfortable, but it's worth lugging through that.
Mm-hmm.
Completely worth it. And, you know, being empathic and you can feel these energies, use it. When you feel someone's being dishonest, trust yourself. Just say to the universe, show me why. And with practice, because it's an energy, you will soon know why. I have had a situation, and I was like, really? And so I just cleared my energy and sat down and said, all right, universe, show me what's really going on here. I was like, oh, people, you're so freaking ridiculous. All right. Like, okay. But it was happening, and so I had to deal with it. Because not dealing with it, I was feeling all the time I had to protect myself. And I was using a lot of energy to do that. And I got drained. I mean, I had to take a big break from the radio show to get some priorities straightened. Because I had some people in my life I had to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's fabulous again. Okay, so I promised everybody that we would do the chakra cleanse every show because it's so fantastically awesome. So we are going to do that, and then Virginia and I will be back to wrap up the show and say goodbye.
Okay.
So here we go.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth. With those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red, spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now, this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great. You guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay. So let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down, down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet. And ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Nice. I feel all shiny and clean now. How about you, Virginia? Did I lose you, Virginia? Uh-oh. I hope I'm on here. Okay, I'll just keep talking. Oh, Virginia says she's here, but I can't hear her. I hope you all can hear me. Okay, Virginia can hear me. I'm good then. Welcome to September. Glitchy September. Maybe that's what I'll rename it. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And if you want more information about being an empath, go to our best friend Google. Google it. There's tons and tons of information out there. The key is to be aware of what's your energy and use it to your advantage, right? Make it happen. You can get tons of information because you're empathic. And then, you know, you don't have to act on it all. Keep what's yours. Get rid of the rest. And sorry, I'm pausing because Virginia is sending me messages because I can't get her on. I had muted her during the meditation, but I unmuted her. I'll try it again because I want her to come and say goodbye to us. It's been so fabulous to have her on here reminiscing. Okay, so I think it's my computer. I think my computer is being bratty. So I'm going to try one more time to unmute her. Electronics, hey. Ooh, being empathic. Sometimes you can affect electronics in big ways. Virginia, I've unmuted you. Are you here now? Rats. Okay. So Blog Talk is having attitude, just like the rest of us at times. Anyways, so thank you all for listening. I'm going to end the show now, and I know Virginia says goodbye. I'll see if she has anything to say. Because I know she can hear me. Anything you want to tell the listeners? Oh, my goodness, we do. Virginia has a special on right now, a Love-a-Palooza. So to find out more, go to her Facebook page. I'm just waiting for her to message me. It's Virginia Blank, BHT Intuitive Healing. Or you can go to Virginia Blank Intuitive Healing on Facebook. And she has a Love-a-Palooza. You really want in on this. I'm just zipping over there to read it to you. She says, the love is spreading. Can you feel it? This is a great opportunity for you to experience her work without the price being an issue because you donate whatever amount you wish to. How fabulous is that? It's a love donation. So you could pay $20, you could pay $40, you could pay $75, whatever you feel works for you. And it's on until the end of this month, and it's good for any online or phone sessions. And as you all know, if you've been listening, I fully encourage you to work with Virginia. She's one of my go-tos, and she's fabulous, and I'm picky. I don't like just anybody in my energy. That's the empath in me. Hey, Virginia, I think we heard you.
You did?
Yes, you're back.
Yay.
We heard you giggling.
So strange.
So weird. I guess I just had to advertise your Lovapalooza for you. Okay, so Blog Talk's going to tell us right away that we're done. So go check out Virginia's page. Work with her. Thanks for being on, Virginia.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.